Well, Tom, I was born in February the 25th, 1921, right here in Lansford, up on East Klein Avenue, up in Lansford, place called Provoznik's. The family, well, my people, my mother and father came from Europe. They had nowhere to go, so they knew about the Provoznik family on East Klein Avenue, and they rented a place for up there, up there. In the meantime, I had three sisters too, I had Julia, Margaret, and Rose. So I was the fourth in the family.
You were the young one.
At that time, yeah, at that time.
And tell me a little bit about your father.
Well, my father was Andrew. He came to this country after the war, as a, and he was married at the time. He came with my mother. And my three older sisters, they were born in Czechoslovakia. And so when they came to this country, a lot of the immigrants and all that migrated to the coal fields, to find work and all that. And someone sent him to Lansford here, and he started to work in the coal mines. He started to work in the Greenwood Colliery right from the beginning, number 10 Colliery.
And where in Czechoslovakia had he come from?
There was a small town called Kudloce. It's Kudloce, something like that. It's near Bratislava. It's closer to the Austria-Hungary. They had more ties to that region they did to the say to the German, like the Moravians or the Bohemians. And they came from the same village. In fact, a lot of the people in Lansford came from that village. I guess it was familiarity, so that when they came here, they came to the same village. They came from the same village almost to another village,
Now, when your father came, did he come the very first time with his wife and with his
Oh,
daughters?
yes, the first time,
The
yeah.
whole group of five.
Yeah. No, I wasn't born yet.
No, but the rest of the family.
The five, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, the five. They came here, and they worked for a while. In 1920, he was in a very violent explosion. His buddy was killed. They were firing. They were in the man. They were in the. I guess it was the Manway they were firing from. And his buddy was out in the chute, out more exposed, more to the blast. And my father was behind some timbers. And his body was just blown away. And my father. He was so badly damaged, I never thought he would live. He had like thousands and thousands of black and blue marks all through his body, just from the force of the blast. It almost like a tattoo, where the coal dirt had and the coal had blown into his skin. And he never liked the mines after that. He didn't feel comfortable in it. So in the meantime, I was born in 1921. The accident happened in 20, and in 1920, when I was born, and the following year, he decided he didn't want to mine anymore, and he packed up the whole family, wife, four kids, me, 1 year old, went back to Czechoslovakia. Went back to Czechoslovakia. We got back there. He had saved a few bucks, for mining. And through compensation from being injured, a little bit he had, and he figured he always wanted to have a little inn. Back there, he had a chance to buy this little inn, and he bought it, and he was having a great time.
And he bought the inn in the town that you
Yes,
had mentioned
yes,
where
uh-huh. Well, in that area, yeah. I don't know, it was in that.